You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, and in this episode, we continue our discussion of Christian worldview. And joining me is Dr. Terry Wilder, who is Professor and Wesley Harrison Chair of New Testament at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Dr. Wilder, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thank you, Brian. Glad to be here.
Now, you wrote a piece called The Center of a Christian Worldview, and in it, you start out with the Tawa Anderson definition that worldview is the conceptual lens through which we view our world. In what way is a worldview comprehensive and important in your mind?
Worldview is important. Well, first let me say that everybody has a worldview, whether they realize it or not. We've all got certain presuppositions or biases that affect the way that we view things. And a worldview is basically an interpretive grid through which we run things that that we use to make sense of the world around us, to perceive the the things around us. A worldview can guides us and or can alter the way we perceive the world around us. It's the framework from which we view the world and make sense of life in the world.
Yes, and I like what you said about everyone brings a worldview to the conversation, so to speak. Now, in Christianity, what or who is the centerpiece of our worldview?
Well, we've been talking about a Christian worldview in these articles for the Messenger, and it's kind of a no-brainer, a Christian worldview. The person and work of Christ, Jesus
Amen.
Christ, is the center of a Christian worldview.
Amen. And how does the Christian worldview stand in stark contrast to say, other worldviews? You talk about other philosophies and religions.
Well, in my mind, Brian, I think there's a number of ways. First of all, I think what separates the Christian worldview from all other worldviews, religions, or what have you, is, number one, the resurrection. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And as I mentioned in the article, Romans 1:4, he was vindicated or authenticated that he is indeed God, the Son of God. He's divine based on the resurrection. And, the founders or chief advocates of other religions or systems of belief, they can't genuinely claim that for themselves. So the resurrection, I think, sets us apart, sets Christianity apart, the Christian worldview apart from other systems. Secondly, I would say in terms of redemption, Christians are forgiven on the basis of what Christ did, not what we do.
Yes.
Jesus, the divine Son, he took our place. We're sinners by nature, and as I mentioned in the article, we can't pay the penalty for our sins. There's a reckoning. A holy God cannot stand sin, and his wrath towards sin needs to be appeased. And so Jesus paid the penalty for our sins, and he satisfies the justice of God and secures eternal salvation for all who believe in him. So resurrection, redemption, and also I think that the Christian worldview stands in stark contrast because it makes the best coherent sense, I think, of life's biggest questions. How did I come into being? What brings or gives life meaning? How do I know right from wrong? Where am I headed after I die? And so, in a nutshell, I would say those items stand in stark contrast.
Amen to that. And you also talk about this idea of we are not our own in all of the questions that answers. What did you mean by that statement, quoting those scriptures?
Well, when we come to Christ and believe in Jesus, I mean, there is a sense in which he possesses us anyway, but when we believe in Jesus, Christ owns us. He bought us. That's language of slavery there in 1 Corinthians, manumission. Christ redeems us out of the bondage, the slavery of sin. He saves us. And by virtue of that, he is now our master. We are mastered by Christ. He owns us. And because he's bought us, he owns us, he possesses us, we, you know, I think we're obligated, and we want to do, you know, this is a good and loving God. Because he owns us, we want to do what he instructs us to do in his word.
That's right, and I like how you pointed even how this would inform our views of ethics, whether sexual ethics or otherwise. And what I loved most about your piece is just the stark image of the cross and Christ's sacrifice, how even in our ugly and horrible sin, God made a way for us to be redeemed. And that is the center of the Christian worldview. It's the center of history and all of creation. Dr. Wilder, would there be any books or further readings that you'd recommend, or even passages in the Bible for our listeners to ponder or look into more?
Well, as far as readings, I think I could recommend Chuck Colson, the late Chuck Colson, and Nancy Piercy have authored a book, and there's even a DVD set along those lines, on the Christian in today's culture, and the subtitle is Developing a Christian Worldview. You know, How Now Shall We Live, I think, is the DVD title. And prior to that, there was a similar work by the late Francis Schaeffer, who did something similar. So that's one book. I might also suggest a book edited by Francis Beckwith, William Lane Craig, and J.P. Moreland, titled To Everyone an Answer, A Case for the Christian Worldview. There are some others. John MacArthur has edited a book called Think Biblically, Recovering a Christian Worldview. And as far as education goes, since I am in education, I want to throw this one out there. There's a book edited by David Dockery, president of Union University, and Gregory Thornberry called Shaping a Christian Worldview, The Foundation of Christian Higher Education. So those are some readings, books I would recommend. As far as the Bible is concerned, I don't know that I can narrow it down to one particular passage or book. I would just say read the Bible, you know.
Amen.
I used 1 Corinthians because that's basically a group of carnal saints, and Paul does call them saints, even though they're carnal. Now, they can't remain at their carnality, mind you, but they're nonetheless saints. And they've apparently evidently gotten away from a Christian worldview and are kind of doing their own thing and not following the teachings of Christ or Paul.
Correct. Well, thank you for those recommended readings and the authors that you mentioned I extremely look up to and just pillars of the Christian faith. Dr. Wilder, I want to thank you for joining us in this broadcast, in writing your piece, The Center of a Christian Worldview, and for all of your work for the Kingdom of God. I pray God's blessings on you. We've been visiting with Terry Wilder. Dr. Wilder is Professor and Wesley Harrison Chair of New Testament at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Dr. Wilder, thank you again for everything.
Thank you, Brian. I greatly appreciate the work of the Messenger, and God bless you in your ministry as well.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.